Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We'll be right back.
good morning, good morning, and good morning. I am Joshua Joy Darren. And guess what? I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas. You need to do the same thing. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Lynette Hazelton, Marketing Director for Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rabelais, Director of Women's and Children's Services at Christus Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
I'm Joy Hodges, a Louisiana legend, and I listen to Carlet Christmas on KAYT 88.1. Please join us on Point.
Hi, I'm Ann Lowry, Executive Director of Central Louisiana Aid Support Services, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Robinson, First Lady of the Living Gospel Church, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Chantel Lewis-Harrell, Speaker and Training Consultant, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapides Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas at 88.1.
Hello, I am Erica Johnson with Kmart in Pineville, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas, the official OPT network.
Hi, I'm Robin Cooper, Corporate Communications Representative at Clico, and I listen to On Point Talk Radio with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I am Lisa Harris, CEO of the YMCA of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
I'm Carla Perry, Sales Manager with Dillard's Department Store in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I enjoy listening to Carlet Christmas with On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Angela Stewart, Vice President with Red River Bank. Come and get enlightened and inspired. I've been On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Good morning. I'm Amy Perry, Employer Liaison for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I love being on point with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Norvella Calhoun Williams, principal of Arthur F. Smith Miller School, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hi, I'm Angie Roberts, and I work at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Christine Mercer, Executive Assistant at Hickson Automotive Group, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hi, I'm Tammy Salazar, Executive Vice President for Red River Bank, and I love to listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hi, this is Donna McMickens from Alexandria Eye and Laser Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, attorney at law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Linda Cooper of Southwest Talent Productions, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, Administrator for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I am Laurie DeSille with the American Heart Association, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Pat Smith, Women's Veteran Program Manager at the Alexandria VA, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been On Point with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Gary Jones with the Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Call It Christmas.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Octavia Jackson Williams, Office Administrator for MedExpress Ambulance Service, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with my dear friend, Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Hardin Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, Managing Partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Johnny Bernardo, president of Cassette Enterprises, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, regional vice president of business development and planning at Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Laura Bryan, Bank Officer with First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Wilbur Carmouche, the Director of Evolve's Commission of Tourism, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Kyle Wolf, State Farm Agent in Bunkie, Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Melinda Descant with Shotland Realty, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Willie Spears with the Red River Bank, and I'm proud to be a part of the official On Point Talk network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carla George with Red River Bank, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Mark, President of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Casino, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Evelyn Jones with Red River Bank, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Margot Thomas from the Family Medicine Center at St. Francis Cabrini, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Chad Bailey, the Executive Director of the Arnold Bonneton African American Museum and Cultural Arts Center, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mel Robertson, Vice President of Louisiana Operations with Axion Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson-Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Jennifer Tishner, owner of Terra Home, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dr. Haywood Joyner, Chair of the Department of Allied Health at Louisiana State University, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Denise Handy, Business Manager with Estee Lauder at Dillard's, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Deacon Jones, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, this is your girl Monique, and I've been on point with my girl Carlette Christmas.
On Point Talk. God bless her.
Hello, I'm Judge Glenda Hatchett of the nationally syndicated television show Judge Hatchett. See me all the time on Judge Hatchett. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
What a way to start your Friday morning. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and the man on the ones and twos, the wheels of steel, is David Christmas. And we wanted to make sure that you were on point this morning. Yes, this is the official OPT Network. It's Friday, y'all. It's the weekend, baby. It seemed like it would never get here, but it's here. Hey, we want to let everybody know in all parts of the country, wherever you are, hit us up on our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Listen to us live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. But you know what? It's a dance party. It's Friday. It's the weekend. And you know what? It's just like Led said, and I'm talking about Ledisi. Celebrate yourself. If nobody else will celebrate you, celebrate yourself. I'm joined this morning by our contributor, Lisa Campo. Good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. How are you?
It's Friday. Doesn't that planet rock make you want to?
Make you want to jump. Have a little pulse.
What? Hey, I was asking DC, I said, you know, what dance were we doing? But I'm prepping.
And the snake.
You know?
Snake. The smurf.
The Smurf. Yeah, we jamming. It's Friday.
Running man. My husband would hate me if he could see his little white girl doing that. Running man.
That little white girl got some rhythm.
You got some rhythm.
Lisa got some rhythm going. Now, you know, that's old school. Hey, you know what? This is who I want to celebrate this morning, because everybody who knows anything about the OPT Network knows that I'm all about sports. Well, if you're a sporting fan, you'll know that Serena Williams advanced to her seventh. Count them, 7th Wimbledon final yesterday, using a historic serving performance to defeat the number two seed, and she's going to be playing in her 7th final Wimbledon. And you know what? We were sitting there talking, and we watched those girls from the beginning all the way up until now. We watched them win and lose, and we watched them go through the growing pains of living. Well, first of all, of birthing that dream that God really implanted in their parents' belly and their dad's belly many, many years ago. And it is just so wonderful, especially since Venus lost in the first round, and watching her in the press conference just so stoic and so almost nonverbal was hard to see. But you know what? When we celebrate ourselves and we celebrate other people, what we have to realize is that we have no idea. She has gotten a rare blood disorder that has really, really hurt her game and probably hurt her health in a lot of ways. So when we look at people and say what they should do, what they need to do, we just really have no idea. And so it's all the sweeter that Serena is going to be in the 7th, DC, the 7th final. And that's going to be happening on tomorrow. So we're looking forward to seeing that game. She was once again dominant in her serve, serving 24 aces. And for all of you who are not tennis fans, what aces are those hard hit serves that are unreturnable. Like when you hit the ball so hard and you just can't bring it back. You know, the competitor just can't even return the serve. And so she was so on point. She was in the zone, and we celebrate her on this Friday morning because she is absolutely amazing. This show this morning is going to be all about celebrating yourself. How amazing are you? Well, if you've never thought about it this morning, you will. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where is your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do, you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network, and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's July 6th, and yes, it's Friday. We hope that your Friday morning is off to a great start. Many people are still vacationing from the 4th of July, and so we welcome all of those people to Central Louisiana and to the OPT Network. But this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, serving the community for more than 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder. Get on the right path with your financial advisor, Carol Kinder. We tell you every single day, if you've got a 401k plan, if you've come into some money and you're not sure how to grow it and you want to make sure that you don't lose it within a year, then this is the number to phone. It's 318-448-8600. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are there to serve you. Also, Brian Kubero and Associates. Listen, they were wrong. Do it right. Start by phoning Brian Kubero and his team for a free consultation. And it doesn't matter whether they can come to you or you need to go to them. You know what? Just phone them. And here's the number. It's 318-253-0900. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
You know, this morning, after we had our conversation with Lettucey, it just gave us really so much to think about. And thank all of you who called in and texted in and asked about Lettucey. And people said, you know what, how was she really? Well, she was absolutely wonderful. And it made us think a lot about celebrating ourselves, which the world says is self-serving. But you know what? When you really, really think about it, sometimes you have to celebrate yourself because others won't. Well, one of the things that we love to do here at the OPT Network more than anything else is celebrate others. And you know, at the top of the show, I was talking about Serena Williams, and I just want to give you just a few quick facts about what's going on. Not only is she playing in her seventh Wimbledon on center court, if you don't watch tennis, you know center court is the largest court at the All England Club. It is the premier court. But she is going to be, she's 30 years old, and she will become the first woman, at least at the age of 30, to win a major tournament since 1999, when Martina Navratilova won Wimbledon at age 33. And so, you know what? Anytime people are living their dreams, it empowers us. Why are you saying that, Carlette? Why are you sharing that? I don't watch tennis. Well, I'm sharing that, and I want you to hear this, because as we watch women throughout the world start with nothing, work really, really hard, and then accomplish their dream not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but seven times over, and they're still at it, doing the things that God has called them to do, it calls for celebration. And one of the things that she said in the article, she said, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to be in a relationship. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this, that, or the other. But one thing that I know for sure, Lisa Campos, she said, I know I am supposed to be right here, right now. And there's a lot to be said for knowing where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and with whom you're supposed to be there with.
Yes, and I agree 100%. We've all got to learn to listen to our inner voice, okay? And whether it's you know you are exactly where you're supposed to be, or let's flip that. Because too many times in the perfect world that we live in, we all know, I really don't know where I'm supposed to be, but God, I know I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, that's powerful.
Okay.
And how much courage
does it take to stand up and say, this is not about you, this is about me. I feel wholeheartedly in my heart, this is not where God intended for me to be. This is in marriages. This is in other relationships, friends. This is in careers. This is in you're walking down the street and the hair stands up on your neck. You better start listening because it's little things like that where I don't know what your beliefs are. There's so many people listening. But a God-fearing girl like myself knows you better listen when the hair stands up on the back of your neck, because that's God thumping you right between the eyes going, hello, what do I need to send down? A lightning bolt to hit you?
And, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about in the last few weeks, we had Ellen Lubin Sherman on, and she's wrote the book, The Essentials of Fabulous, and talking about fabulous being an attitude. And so today I kind of want to flow in that vein, not only about women being fabulous, but women celebrating themselves. And first of all, understanding that we've got to accept compliments. And for most of us, Lisa, it's hard for us to accept compliments. Why?
Oh, a woman is the most crazy creature. We are so filled with insecurities. And not to jump off the subject, but this is gonna make a point when I go around the entire building with it. have you read the books? Any of the books, The 50 Shades? Have you done any of The 50 Shades? Are you familiar with the book I'm talking about?
Familiar with it. Heard about it. Haven't read it.
Okay. The girl in this movie, she has all these different people in her head, and when I say that, she's got her conscience. She's got her sexy side of her sleepy side of her angry side of her. These are all little women in her head, and they're constantly combating and arguing and going back and forth and telling her, you need to do this, no, you need to do this, I told you shouldn't have done that, in her head. And if a woman is honest with herself, we each have all of these different personalities living in our head. And again, I've just admitted that all women have multiple personalities, but guess what? Women can say that and be proud of that when a man says that they're going to get smacked. Okay?
Absolutely.
But what I'm trying to say is that we are so insecure because we have all of these different thoughts about ourselves going on in our mind, whether it be, I look good in this dress. Oh, my gosh, these pants make my butt look huge.
Absolutely.
Or you can do your makeup the same way every day. And
I experienced that this morning. I said, does my butt look big in these pants?
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
You do your makeup the same way every day.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the mood you wake up in, it's just wrong today. And you're sweating, and you're frustrated, and the cat needs to go out. You know, it's just
And
like,
then
really?
Somebody says to you after all that, when you don't feel cute when you leave home.
Or nice, yeah.
You know, you just, sometimes you can put it all together, and you're just like, you know, I'm looking good. And then somebody comes and says, after you had all the things happen that morning, and you get to work and somebody says, wow, you look nice. And you're like, really? Can't accept that compliment.
One of the things that I have been working on this last year, when a woman can look at another woman and say, oh my God, you look so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a confident woman.
That's powerful.
That's a very confident one. Now, if she's being catty or snarky about it, you need to walk on and not slap her. However, when a woman can honestly look at another woman mm-hmm. and give a heartfelt compliment.
And you can feel it.
The giver
mm-hmm. can feel it.
Is a confident woman. One of the things, and I hate to keep going back to the 50 Shades, but I learned a lot of things in this book. And for those of you who have your minds in the gutter.
I heard it was spicy.
It's not the spicy that I learned out of it. I learned so many different things in this book. It was just a great storyline. It was a great way to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I learned is that to be comfortable in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying this. I've told my kids this for years.
And it wasn't it really about being comfortable, not only in your skin, but comfortable with your sexuality?
Comfortable with your sexuality. But this is what the base I got out of this. We are in control of so many different topics in our lives on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty, the nature, the reason behind a man and a woman, a marriage,
mm-hmm.
is to share and to be able to be comfortable in that marriage
mm-hmm.
and completely submit, let go of all of your tethers during the day
mm-hmm.
and have that one-on-one bond intimacy with just you and I.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about us. Mm-hmm. Let's lock the world out, because too many times we get caught in a rut in our lives, in mm-hmm. our routines, in our mother and our fatherhoods, in our marriages, careers. We allow everything to dominate
mm-hmm.
our marriage
mm-hmm.
versus allowing our marriage to mm-hmm. successfully dominate.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely.
To be able to be vulnerable
mm-hmm.
and submit to your spouse
mm-hmm.
and truly rejoice in what the Lord intends for you to have.
Right.
In a,
and
in
give
a
yourself and give your whole self.
You
at
will
that
come
time.
Out being confident on the other side of that. And so anytime a woman can pay another woman a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's a good thing to feel.
Absolutely. You know what I want to challenge you all to do is to get interactive with yourself this morning. You know, after I walked away from the microphone on yesterday and I looked at some of the things that I had written in Lettice's book, and then I began to ponder some questions that we want you to ponder this morning. And you know what? Oftentimes you won't call in or you won't share this with anybody else. But when we come back, there are some things and some questions in order for you to be able to celebrate yourself. Because see, before anybody else can celebrate you, you've got to celebrate you. And it's not in an arrogant way. It's not in a prideful way. It's not about being conceited. It's just about empowering yourself, building your self-esteem, and understanding who you are and whose you are, and that we as women are all fearfully and wonderfully made, and we all have those pieces of ourselves that we need to bring together before we can get to that greatness that God has for us. You're on point, everybody. We'll be right back right after this.
A new rule only, real folks around. If you're wondering, I'm about to tell you, no, see, it's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. But she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big news. See if love found me, it could surely find you. See it. I ain't even got one sad tear left in me. All I really want is to see the whole world.
your hat down. Do it real big, it's a celebration. Fellas, come on, everyone. Let me hear you clap now if this is your jam.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about the free mammograms. You know what? Every single woman at age 40 or older, whether you're uninsured or underinsured, now is the time. Get your free mammogram. Also, get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life plus so much more. And you can phone Jeremy at 318-767-2220, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, you know, yesterday and every day, you know, I tell you guys about how much I read and we read so that you'll want to. Well, you know, there's just certain things that I read that just make me really, really think. And so when I start thinking, I really, really want to make you start thinking. And so what we wanted to do was just ask ourselves some questions. But Lisa, more importantly than that, not just to ask yourself those questions and answer those questions, but to write those questions down. And one of the things that I felt like you needed to do really before you could celebrate yourself or celebrate anyone else is find out, and for me, this is huge. What's the hardest truth to tell? Had you ever thought about that? What is your hardest truth to tell?
As a mom, your children think that you're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get old enough and they get smacky mouth and they think that you're an idiot and they know the world. But to be honest with yourself and make yourself transparent to your children as they're growing into young adults
mm-hmm.
empowers them. And it empowers you as a parent mm-hmm. and as a human being. And it empowers the relationship that the two of you share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said several times on this show, as my daughter has come into her young ladyhood. She'll be 16 in August.
Wow.
But I've been very honest with her when she comes home with stories or judgment, passing judgment on this one or that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was not raised behind the white picket fence, you know, by the Cleavers. And some people may not even know who that is anymore.
I know, huh?
Isn't that crazy? And Leave It to Beaver, you know, those people back in the perfect world, the black and white perfect world on television. When my daughter would come home with judgment, past mm-hmm. judgment, and I would tell her, easy, you don't know how hard that mile is until you've walked it mm-hmm. in someone else's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be honest with myself, because I could have easily sat there while baking my brownies
mm-hmm.
and told her, oh, yeah, that little girl, she's a terrible mm-hmm. little thing, or that's a horrible teacher, or da-da-da. I could have easily jumped on the judgment wagon and gone right along with her.
Right.
But to stand there and tell her, nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's worn some shoes that didn't always, you know, mm-hmm. lead you down the right path. You've got to make a lot of mistakes before I think you can end up on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And not making them purposely. If you're an alcoholic, don't keep going out and buying liquor and pouring it into your face and saying, oh, I'll try again tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, you can't keep sticking your hand. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If the fire burns, you know it burns. Why do you keep mm-hmm. sticking your hand back mm-hmm. in it? And so to be honest with yourself
mm-hmm.
and honest with the people that you love
mm-hmm.
and the relationships you want to see nurture and grow,
mm-hmm.
you've got to make yourself transparent
mm-hmm.
and to earn their trust. And you're going to, in return, earn yours. Do you know how good it felt to say to my daughter, XYZ?
Mm-hmm.
The details are irrelevant at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But to make
to just be open up and honest with her.
Open and honest. I gained her respect.
And don't you think, though, as parents, especially as parents that have come into the knowledge of Christ, that we forget what we forgot? We forget who we were and what we did yeah. in the world?
It's so easy to be hard on our kids mm-hmm. and judge them, but you better stop 2 seconds and think, what were you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I say every day, my daughter is something that I thought I could have never had the ability to bring into this world and raise.
Really?
So I think God, you know, it comes back around.
Uh-huh.
If you're honest with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you don't cover up and walk in the street
mm-hmm.
with lies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. And karma, you know, she gonna get mm-hmm. you every time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And another thing that I was thinking about, because I think that every single woman deals with this, especially when we're about to embark upon something unknown, something new, something different, something unseen. That all-important hard word of failure and how we deal with failure. And, you know, I think, ladies, if you're listening to me, you're really, really honest with yourself. How are you dealing with what you perceive as failure? Because I think that sometimes failure is like the enemy. It's a word and an emotion of trickery. Because I don't know if you ever really fail, or if you allow, you know, those voices in your head that you were talking about earlier, or if you allow them to convince you that you have failed. So how do we deal with that? How do you personally think you deal with failure and disappointment?
If you know you went into the situation and gave your all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're honest with yourself, you know, one of my favorite lines in a song, it's a Taylor Swift song. Again, I have a very wide genre of music.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
People throw rocks at things that shine. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry your pretty little mind. People throw rocks at things that shine. Keep your head clear. And if you know in your heart, you went in there and you gave it your all, whether it be in your career or your marriage or mm-hmm. as a parent, if you went in there and you gave it your all
mm-hmm.
and you still failed, God has another path for you.
Mm-hmm.
God has another plan for
but
you.
But is it really failure because you come up where maybe others think that you should have or where you, I mean, is it really failure or is it something that just didn't work? You know, is
9 times out of 10 things are not going to work because we still haven't reached our plateau of who we can be.
Mm-hmm.
For a good bit of my life, I felt like God had cheated me.
Really?
And the lack of a childhood, a lack of a happy, perfect childhood,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt cheated. And then I've said to you earlier, I've always known that one of my natural gifts or talents is to be able to verbalize and communicate
mm-hmm.
and to be able to help set other people's minds to think about, okay, think about it this way.
Mm-hmm. How did you get past feeling that God had cheated you? Because I think that's important. And I think a lot of people would never really say that. And I'm glad for that candor.
It's only been in the last couple of years, I'd say 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say since about 07,
mm-hmm.
the process started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went through all of this therapy to make me perfect Weeza, as my close friends would call me, and fix myself for the unhappy parent or the, you know, whoever was unhappy with me, I was going to make myself perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I was missing the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that had to happen was that although people stay in our hearts forever, doesn't mean they can stay in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have talked about this
absolutely.
Before. There were some relationships that I had to sever.
Mm-hmm.
Not mad at you. Please don't be mad at me. I'll love you till the day that I die. That fire burns, so quit sticking your hand back in mm-hmm. it is a big motto in my life.
And so, but when did you get past, you know, was it the therapy that made you realize that God had not indeed cheated you? What was that revelation moment like?
And I know you may get sick of hearing me saying this, but you know what? Seeing my children be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And my children are happy because their mom is happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I realized that I had gotten past that hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the other side. I'd been rewarded with what I always say, Neil, what I didn't get when I was younger, God more than made up for and double in my adult life with my marriage and my children.
That's powerful. You know what? We're going to take a quick break here, but that's something that I want you to ponder. Do you feel like God cheated you? Do you feel like you've just been going through? And if you do feel that way, how do you get past it to get to the other side of the hill that Lisa talked about, to find that greatness that lies within? You're on point.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local Pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It's what you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that have been empowered to now help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team. And remember, y'all, storms are brewing. Make sure that your insurance is on point and make sure that you have everything that you need by phoning State Farm agent Kyle Wolf at 318-346-6695. That's Avoyelles Parish. And Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixsonHasIt.com. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, not only do they remove your doubts, but they remove them with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're just talking about how amazing you really are and how we want you to get interactive, not necessarily with us this morning, but with yourself, by taking these very questions that we're pondering this morning and making them applicable to yourself and how and where you are on the spectrum. And one of the things that Lisa and I were talking about before we went to break is feeling that God has shortchanged you in some way or another. And a lot of people are not able to say that. And I think that that goes back to being a hard truth. And, you know, I applaud people that can tell those hard truths. And we're talking about getting to the other side of that. And you said what about getting to the other side?
Well, you know, and just to kind of preempt that, you know, as a small child, I can remember as early as kindergarten sitting, you know, in a spot in my room and praying, oh, please, God, I just want my own family. Please, God, I just want my own family. And as a child, I felt that way in my own childhood family. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of, you know, as an adult growing into that with that frame of mind, mm-hmm. one day I woke up and I realized he's given me what I prayed for all my life.
Wow.
I wanted my own family. I got one. And so when I think about my dreams and mm-hmm. what my aspirations are, mm-hmm. or my goals, or I've got it. Mm-hmm. And so you've really got to look at what do you want out of this life? Fancy cars and shiny things. Hmm. You know what? Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you really need to look at what do you want? Because none of this goes with us into the grave.
Absolutely.
But what our truest treasures are the people that we surround ourselves with that love us
mm-hmm.
and that uplift us mm-hmm. and not bring us down.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be few. I tell my children every day, I want you to look for quality, not the quantity,
mm-hmm.
when you are surrounding yourself with support
mm-hmm.
and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Popularity is a lonely road.
Hmm.
So what I want you to do is focus on the quality of the two or three good friends mm-hmm. versus being stuck in the middle of the crowd of 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come from a big family, whatever your situation may be. You need to focus mm-hmm. on and hold fast to what brings joy into your life and distance yourself from the fire. I mean, that's like my revelation when I realized, oh my God, the fire burns. Well, quit sticking your hand in it, stupid.
And so because the fire burns, I know a lot of women are thinking, you know, we have sister friends that have hurt us, you know, switching gears, have hurt us and have betrayed us in some way or another. And betrayal may be a strong word, but you maybe they're frenemies. Maybe they are.
I love that. Maybe.
And that is not my word. That comes from Beverly Flaxington, and I love it. She's the author of Making the Shift, but she talks about frenemies. And maybe there are frenemies that are posing as friends. And maybe they really think they're friends. And so you were thinking that? Mm-hmm. DC and I are just on such...
Because they're not in the same place that you are. And if they were completely honest with themselves, they mm-hmm. would realize they're not being the friend or the family member
mm-hmm.
to the people who really love them.
Mm-hmm.
And they put themselves in the friend-to-me pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something you do to them. It's something they do to themselves. Or if you're the friend-to-me,
mm-hmm.
if you're the actual culprit, you're doing it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Break down your barriers and be honest. Make yourself
transparent. But see, that's the thing. That's the word. And it keeps coming up, honesty. And there, you know, there are a couple people in my life that I celebrate this morning that are just so honest to me. And one of those people, well, of course, at the top of the list is my mother, because she is the most honest person. I don't care what it is. She is going to be true to me. I mean, she's just honest. And then there are a couple of sister friends that I have, and Rhonda Gallerson Wade is one of those friends. And I hope, Rhonda, that you're listening, because, you know, I sent her a text the other day just because I start feeling nostalgic sometimes, because I miss my friends that I worked with, because I'm, you know, it's different when you see people every single day. And I just want you guys, Denise and Rhonda, to let you know that I love you dearly. But Rhonda is one of those people in my life that is just honest. And I think that, why am I feeling so weepy? I don't know. But I think that every single person needs somebody in their life that can just be honest with them. And Jean Williams is one of those people too. She's just really, really honest. And, you know, I want to be able to be more honest and to be able to express my truth. And I think that a lot of people really have a hard time with that. And I do, because I don't ever want to hurt anybody.
If you find that you're surrounded in a pack of frenemies, maybe you are also, and when I'm saying you, I'm saying you in general.
Of course.
The listener.
You being, yeah.
Okay, so if you're finding yourself surrounded by frenemies, superficial, backstabbing.
But you know what? I think that they're not that, though, because you really, with those frenemies, I don't think that they show themselves that way all the time.
No, they don't show themselves.
They're good at hiding.
It's like they lure you in like a spider,
mm-hmm,
into a web.
Mm-hmm.
However, and I am guilty of this, if you are being completely honest with yourself,
mm-hmm,
you will find yourself not standing in the middle of a bunch of frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
I have limited exposure to those who I have, I guess you could say, figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Not mad at you. Mm-hmm. There was never a blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Just moved on. Good to see you. See you in the street. How's your mom and them? Good to see you.
See you later. Hope not.
No, you don't even have to do that.
I'm just kidding.
Good to see you. Yes, it is good to see
but
you.
But is it?
But do I want to spend a bunch of time with you so I can be pulling your daggers out of my back? Hell no. So you've got to keep your circle of trust small.
Uh-huh.
Quality.
Uh-huh.
Circle of trust. That's
I like that movie.
Circle.
I like
the Falkers. Is it the Falkers?
These are the movie buffs. I thought they'd come up with something deep. They're both talking about the Falkers.
Well, in the movie, the Circle of Trust was a joke. It really was. But in real life, let me tell you something.
Not to
he was serious. But let me tell you something. In Wizacampo land, Circle of Trust is something significant, and it's what keeps me grounded,
yes, it is,
uh-huh, and happy. Because if I feel I'm in an arena that I cannot be trusted,
mm-hmm,
or trust,
mm-hmm,
then Crazy Weeza comes out. That's one of the many personalities going on up there in the top of my head. I have got to know that I am surrounded by people I can trust and who, even if they come to me and say, sister, I love you,
but
those shoes have got to go. What, mm-hmm, were you thinking? Thank you for being honest with me. I've passed 10 women that are like, oh my God, I love those shoes. What was she thinking? You know, I mean, come on.
It's all about truth and celebrating who we are. But in order to celebrate who we are, we got to know who we are. And it starts with truth. You're on point, everybody. Let me get a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry flavor Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Great food, great fun, great family, great fellowship all happens in Of Oils Parish and also Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. The number to phone is 318-442-0106. This morning, this Friday morning, y'all, as we celebrate Friday, and the week being ending, people celebrating themselves is really what we're talking about. A lot of times we don't take the time to celebrate ourselves, Lisa, because it sounds prideful. It sounds self-serving, selfish, yeah. And I said to Lettice during our interview yesterday, even on and off the break, sometimes when she asked you to write certain things in the book, it didn't almost feel right because it felt like you were bragging. But you know what? Sometimes, especially in the realm of those frenemies, and during the break, we were talking about that circle of trust and everybody needing that circle of trust. Sometimes you really do have to celebrate you.
You do. And if you, and I mean, I don't mean this in a conceited way. By all means, do not get up and go spend a whole bunch of money on all new hair, makeup, and outfits for yourself and walk up and down the street and say, look at me, look at me, I'm celebrating myself. You celebrate and rejoice in the natural blessings that have been delivered into your life. And when you get that, you're going to get a happier product in your marriage, with your children. Remove the things that are disruptive and destructive. And when I say that, you know, too many times as a child in being raised in a dysfunctional family, in a woman or in a marriage to an abusive spouse, as a girlfriend in a circle of friends who, or a friend has a friend that's constantly, you know, being a Debbie Downer. Too many times we stay in that rut We know no different.
That's right.
We know no better.
Mm-hmm.
And this is familiar. So I'm at least comfortable here.
Right.
Step outside the box.
Being comfortable in the misery that you know and that you have come to love. And that's why this morning, excuse me, I really wanted women, especially, Lisa, to ponder the thought of celebrating themselves. And for every woman, it means something different. And I hope that this conversation and that this time together will make people think about what they need to do to celebrate themselves. And a newism that I'll use, DC, that Uncle New used to say all the time, is that it's an inside job.
It is an inside job.
And what I mean by that, and you said it, you know, it's not about going out and buying a new outfit or the right makeup or even the right vehicle or the right career or the right any of those things. It's about making sure that the inside has been excavated and has been, you know, sort of cleaned and garnished so that those things that God has can come in and can enter in, and then so that you can go to that place of fullness. And what I've been feeling in the spirit is that people are not getting on the road to their destiny, or they get on the road and then there's a pothole. There's a pothole on the road, and then you run over the pothole and you stop, you know? And so what I'm asking women especially is to get on the road to destiny. Write down those things that will celebrate you. Write down those things, and we talk about, you and I have talked about those secret things that we wouldn't dare share with anybody else because it would just sound too vain. But those are the things that God told us in secret. Those are the things that God told you as a little girl, but you haven't seen the manifestation just yet. But if you don't, exactly, and if you don't get stuck in that pothole on the road to destiny, because destiny is a journey, you don't just wake up one morning
and say, I'm going to write a book, but I have no idea what it's going to be about. You have to have tests.
Right.
To have testimony.
That's right. And you're going to hit some potholes. I know that I've got some sister friends that are going through hell right now, what you think is a hellish, hellish nightmare that you just can't seem to wake up. And every time you wake up, you're faced again with that hellish nightmare. But I am here to tell you, and that's why we bring people like Lettucey in and people like Lisa in and local people and national people and international people to say, because one of Lettucey's stories on the road to destiny was being a singer but never being able to move to that next level and wanting to quit and deciding to quit, but having a mom there that just believed in her daughter's dream and the gifts that God had given her, and then she took that leap of faith. And so what I'm asking every single person, every single woman to do is to find out what you're destined to do. Get on the road and don't be moved by the potholes. Don't be moved by the roadblocks. Don't be moved by the challenges that will certainly come.
They're going to come every day you put your feet on the floor. You've got to know, today I'm going to be the very best me I can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be honest with each other. It's no secret that I wholeheartedly feel that the career aspect of WEZA is in the pothole.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
That's good.
But as a mother and a wife, God has answered every prayer I ever begged and pleaded for.
But you know what? He's going to do even more than that, Lisa. It's not just about your family and your husband and your kids. He's got some things for you. And you know, I just sat here when you said that, and I'm looking at your shift. And for some reason, God has given me the privy, has given me an insight.
You have a front row seat.
Yeah. And so as you were sitting here talking, I realized one of the things that I'm attracted to our friendship is about your courage. and that about your ability to just say it. And yeah, maybe you're not where you want to be, and that's what I love, but you're not going to quit.
Not going to quit. I'm a scratcher.
You're in the shift. You're in the change. You're on the road. We all are. But you're going to keep moving. And eventually you and every woman that is listening to the sound of my voice, if you don't quit, and we've been talking about it all this week, if you faint not, in due season, my sister, my friend, you're going to reap. You're going to reap that harvest. You're on point, everybody.
I believe.
We're going to be right back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a med-surg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It's hot. It's hot outside, y'all, but it's hot in here. During the break, it gets hot in here. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, Daryl's Auto Service, and Southwest Beverage. Listen, for more information about the Southwest Beverage safety messages, please log on to their website at beresponsible.com. I just got that in my mind. Y'all, this is a show. This is a Friday of celebrating yourself. and making yourself think about those things that are to come. And DC, you had a deep thought during the break. And I want you to share that, because that's a word. That's a word for somebody. No, I want you to share it, because I don't want to mess it up. You talked about being in, why don't you want to share it?
He doesn't want to be transparent with us.
Well, this is what he said, and I'm going to paraphrase, but I know that this is a word for somebody, Lisa. He said, sometimes, especially if you've been on several jobs and you lose that job, and because we went through this stage in our life where DC was doing really, really great, but the time on the jobs got shorter and shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it got a little shorter. And that was really essentially doors closing. But you're good at what you're doing, and you know that you're good at what you're doing, but the doors just keep closing. And essentially what you were saying, DC, is that God has got something else for you to do, and generally you're running from that thing, or you're scared to really face that thing because you know what you have and you know what you have been good at doing, so you don't want to sit on the bench and figure out
how to do it. Okay, this is the deal. Bottom line is this. Life doesn't come with a handbook or cliff notes. A, you don't get instructions handed to you for diddly squat.
That's right.
You have got to make your way in the world. And that is the most powerful thing that you can say. Don't sit around and boohoo about what you didn't have as a mm-hmm. child. Don't make it who you are today. Let it make you who you can be
mm-hmm.
versus what you don't have.
Absolutely.
And so one of the things that you've got to, you know, I am just as lost as the next person. But I know every single day that I wake up, I put my feet on the floor, and I'm mm-hmm. going to get through this day, and I'm going to do the best I can. And then lay down tonight and go to sleep and worry about it some more tomorrow. Now, that's much easier said than done, and
Absolutely.
It's taken a long time for me to get to that point.
Absolutely.
But if you're having a night where you can't stop thinking, get up and write it all down.
Oh, that's good. And so closing and wrapping up this show, Lisa, I want you to give your favorite quote that has been a part of your life and a part of what helps you to make it through. What is that one quote? I know you probably have a bunch. But
I have a ton, but I would have to quote... I'm not going to think about that today. I'll think about that tomorrow.
I'm not going to think about that today. I'm going to think about that
tomorrow. Do
you know
where it came from?
No, I don't.
Well, we've talked about this before, and there's no offense to be set out into the world by me saying this, but what my person that I connect the most with
mm-hmm.
is Scarlett O'Hara.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And it has nothing to do about what the Gone with the Wind movie is about.
Uh-huh.
Scarlett O'Hara. I want you to do some research on Scarlett O'Hara.
Okay.
She was determined. She was filled with sink or swim, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Courage. And I'm not gonna think about that today. I'll think about that tomorrow. I have lived by that motto.
And you know what? Sometimes that's really good, because all we have is today.
Right.
Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. DC said now. We're out of time. I want you to think today about what makes you courageous. That thing that you've done that just fills you with courage. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. And you know my favorite quote is, be the change that you want to see in the world, Mahatma Gandhi. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself enough today to celebrate who you are and whose you are. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. It's going to be an all-star winning weekend, and we want you to be safe with those other 42.3 million people that are traveling this holiday. Stay safe, stay on point, and we'll see you right back here on Monday, God willing. Have a great weekend. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m.